Hello?
Hi, Marion. I'm sorry. Hi, Stella. This is Shira from Family First Care for Marion.
Oh,
Hi. So I just wanted to follow up with you. Apparently, so because of the $8,000 in her savings, most likely she may not be approved, but we could try calling into the broker together and see if probably if something has changed. I doubt it. But because of everything
okay,
that
I'm
she's
sorry.
saying,
You call us from where?
Family First Care LLC, we spoke last week.
You know what? I'm sorry. I've talked to so many people, Family First Care.
Yeah,
Okay.
this is Shira.
Oh, Shira. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
I got you.
So because of the over 8,000, it's going to be a little bit difficult. Honestly, I've spoken to some colleagues. It doesn't look like people get through because of the over 8,000, but I don't think they changed the savings limit. But I wish there was something else we can do. But right now, because of this, it's going to be a little difficult.
Well, can we spend that money down, Sharon? Can we spend it down?
Let me see here. Like you said, you wanted to do construction for the house?
I think spending the money down.
Like a spend down. I understand. I'm saying, like, what would you spend it on?
She's asking for a stair lift.
For a stair
To
lift?
a stair glide that glides you up and down the steps. And right now we have to get help for her at home. So can we pay with the spend down? Does that cover
Let me see.
some of
One second. So what you would do is use private pay, and then as soon as the spend down is under 8,000, you want to try and apply for their services.
Yes. So we're gonna have to pay for someone to help come in and help take care of her. I can't do it by myself. They say she's gonna need 24/7 around the clock. I can't do it by myself.
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
here's what you can do, okay? Mm-hmm. You could pay for private pay, and then as soon as you get under the 8,000 mark, we can probably try and apply for the services to have the county provide coverage for you, okay?
Okay, now, you're calling for the Medicaid waiver, am I correct?
I'm sorry?
You're the Medicaid waiver?
We're the agency that helps people get onto the waiver, and then as soon as people are on the waiver, we make sure we coordinate the service and make sure whoever the caregiver is coming in on time. And, you know, we also provide private pay services, but our main job is to help people get onto the waiver and then make sure that their care is getting coordinated after they're approved.
Okay, Sharon, now another question. This is still the same thing, it's just getting Medicaid, right?
What do you mean by that? Explain what you're asking.
Okay, so when she's finished in the nursing home and the rehab, when she goes to a long-term care facility, she's going to need Medicaid to supplement her stay. Is this part of that as well?
So Medicaid gets instated once the services are approved. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't make any promises as to what kind of Medicaid it is.
What do you mean? And what do you mean by what kind?
I mean to say, I know that people get the Medicaid. In order to have the waiver, you have to have it under Medicaid. So Medicaid gets instated. But I don't know if it's like the Medicaid that's going to pay for her, like her stay and everything. I pretty much believe that it is. But I'm not an expert in that area.
Okay. Now, we will have to spend down her money in her savings, not in her checking, because her checking pays her bills. Am I correct? Just in the savings?
It would be the savings, yes. She can't have over $8,000 in the savings.
Doesn't matter about the checking, right?
The checking, she shouldn't. Mean to say, if she has $8,000 in her checking, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she has over $8,000 in the checking, is it because she accumulated that money over time, or
mm-hmm.
mean to say, if it came from a transaction or deposit over $1,000, then that would just need to be explained.
Okay.
It would need to be proof of where it came from.
Another question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, basically they want to see that she doesn't have the money to pay for it on her own. So that's where all of this comes from. So if she's making more than $2,900 a month, she's not gonna get approved for the services.
Okay. Her income does not exceed $2,900 a month. It does not.
It does not, even with the two Social Securities and the pension?
No, it does not.
Okay, so in that case, then I don't see the issue there. I just see the only issue that we have is the spend down.
Okay, now, you said two Social Securities and a pension. She's getting two pensions and one Social Security.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant then.
Let me ask you another question. In order for us to pay for an aide to come in to take care of her, I have to write a check. So how does that work? If I write the check, it's going to come out of her checking account. I need to take the money out of her savings account.
Uh-huh. You would have to take from the savings account, put it into the checking, and then if you would go to private pay with us, we would just get the bank information of that checking and just charge it weekly for the caregiver.
Okay, so I can write a check and just transfer the money from the savings over to the check and to cover it.
Correct. I believe so.
Okay.
Now, like I said, the private pay starts at 30, but because you're trying to do the spend down and you want it under 8, I don't see the reason why it shouldn't be able to work out.
Okay, but we're going to pay private pay to an agency, not to pay $30 an hour.
So I don't know. You have to find an agency that will do lower than that. I'm not sure if you have I'm not sure if you have one already, but I'm not sure PA agencies do lower than 30 right now.
Oh. And that's 30 for a medical assistant aid, not an RN?
I'm not sure what kind of caregiver. I would have to ask the other department that takes care of this. But, yeah.
Kira, this is new to me, so I'm not sure. Can you find out if it's $30 an hour, a minimum of $30 an hour? Does that cover an aide, or is that a registered nurse?
Let me just see. Well, an RN?
Mm-hmm. Or even a practitioner. How about a nurse practitioner? Not a practitioner. Nurse RN and LPN. I'm sorry, LPN.
Let me just see 1 second.
Okay.
Well, anybody with a degree like that is getting more than 30.
With even the LPN?
Yeah, for sure. Let me see. 1 second. We could send them someone. We could send you someone very experienced, but they don't have that kind of. We don't have RNs or anything like that. We do run their backgrounds. We do background checks. They're very experienced, you know. We go through an extensive onboarding process for our caregivers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't differentiate the RN from an LPN, though. It doesn't tell you that.
No.
Okay. So I guess that's what we have to do is try to work on a spend down right now, and we'll get her money down. I'll give you a call back again.
Okay. So, again, whatever you spend your money on has to be explained, okay? And there has to be a certain kind of proof, okay?
When you say proof, you need a receipt.
I'm sorry?
When you say proof, you need a receipt.
A receipt, yes, or some sort of, you know, yeah. Something like that.
And when you say explain, that's part of the receipt.
Correct.
That I used it for and I have, you know, how much I paid for it.
Yes, yes. So,
okay.
Stella, what would you like to do from here? Am I putting the case on hold and you'll give us a call back? What would you like to do?
Yeah. Put it on hold for me, please.
Okay. All righty. Fine. All right. So have a great day and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Kira. Thanks for calling me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.